We had Dave Fox. He was on the staff.
Yeah. Was he in Provo?
Provo. He came from the first media station, Provo. We hired Brant Miller.
Now, was Brant working at Kim? Is that where he came from?
I think he was. He came from Denver because he had an old beat-up car with Colorado license plates on it. But so it's Dave, myself, Brant, a guy named Don Bishop.
Yes, I know. I worked at Don.
Don came from Provo also, and that was kind of our staff. And we started with that.
And Liz.
And Liz. For Liz overnight. Came a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Jim Elliott made the big move and crossed the picket line.
Mm-hmm.
So Scott Woodside had been in Atlanta.
Oh, but wait.
'93.
But Scott didn't start it right away. He started a year later.
Right. Jim was on his own.
The morning news guy was
Don O'Day.
Don O'Day, yes.
He's another one that we brought. He was really a great guy. We brought him from Provo.
He had an amazing voice.
But he would sometimes stutter. And it almost became a running bit. But I wish I'd like to hear some air checks of that. That would be really good if you could get your hands on that.
He stayed there only for a year or so. Then he went to...
Yeah, he went back to Provo.
Yeah.
And then that's when Woodside came, Scott came.